Good morning, Tom.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Does the bizarro world of last week, all the accusations, all the hateration, provide the ultimate bulletin board material for the Patriots leading up to the Super Bowl, galvanizing an us-against-them mentality in that dressing room?
Well, look, we've had a lot of motivation. Just the mere fact that we're playing in this game. So that should provide enough as is. You know, I think we've done a great job all week of just having some mental toughness and dealing with, you know, whatever's been said or talked about or speculated on, and really put it aside and gone out and had, you know, three great days of practice. So, you know, that serves us better than anything else. I'm excited for us to get down there, and we leave today, so it'll be good to, you know, talk 100% about this football game, which is the only thing that matters to us. And we're going to go forward and hopefully go out and try to win a championship.
Hey, Tom, have you and your teammates made peace with the fact that the vast majority of football fans outside of New England don't like or trust the New England Patriots? You okay with that?
Absolutely. I think that's the position that, you know, you're in as a professional athlete. There's 32 teams in the NFL, and, you know, we play on one of them. So I wouldn't expect any of the other fans to cheer for us or want us to do very well. And that's, I think, part of playing this sport. So it's just the way it is. It's, you know, you've always got to deal with the good and the bad. You know, there's ups and downs. We've dealt with them before. We dealt with them for many years here. We dealt with them earlier this season. We dealt with them before the season. And it's just, I think as long as the guys in our locker room believe in each other, that gives us the best chance to go out there and win.
So what's the plan now, Tom? You know you're going to get bombarded with questions about this as soon as you get out there, and you know you have to do these press conferences every day. How do you personally plan on handling it?
Well, I've said everything I can on the matter to this point. So I think it just is a lot of wasted energy for me to talk about it more and more and more. You know, the more energy I have for this game coming up, the better I'll be. So, you know, I don't plan on talking about it at all. You know, I want to go out there and I want to play the best game I could possibly play. And you know, this team makes it hard on you to do that because they've got one of the best defenses in the NFL, certainly one of the best over the last 3 years. So it's just going to be about, you know, it's really about this week and ignoring, you know, what anyone may say or think or do or feel. You know, everyone has had an opinion to this point. Everyone can speculate all they want on what happened, and you know, that's their right. That's their opinion, and it's part of playing professional sports is dealing with the good and the bad, and I think coaches taught us for a long time to ignore the noise and focus on what we can control, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, I'll be honest. My opinion after Thursday, and it's starting to shift, I guess, as we learn more information. My opinion Thursday was I didn't really buy it. I didn't buy into what you guys were selling Thursday. I looked at it and looked at the report and said, you know, if it is 12 out of 12 or 11 out of 12, 2 pounds more, at least 2 pounds of pressure, it just didn't seem possible to me that you guys weren't in on something. So I guess I'll ask, and I don't think it was asked Thursday, you've never told an equipment manager or a ball boy to deflate the football after the inspection, right?
Absolutely not. And I don't want to keep getting into this. No, I didn't, and I haven't, and I never will. I think that's obviously, you know, how I feel and the kind of person that I am. You know, no one knows the facts, Kurt. I mean, you say that, you know, I pick 24 balls. That's what I pick. And I, you know, that whatever happened, you know, after I did it and however the, you know, whatever the situation was where they measured them, I have no idea any of those facts. So, you know, I try to really stay really humble and deal with the facts that I know. And you know, when you don't know something, that's all I can say is I don't know. And I know that's not always the answer that people want to hear, but that's the reality.
I understand. No, that I understand that. I guess what would you care to throw a theory? What do you think happened here?
You know, it's a lot of speculation, and I tried to wrap my head around it too, and I think I've done that, and I'm trying to move past that because I continue to try to rehash things, and you know, I personalized a lot of things and thought this was all about me and my feelings got hurt, and then I moved past it because it's not serving me. And I think what's serving me is try to prepare for the game ahead, and I'll deal with whatever happened later. You know, I'll have my opportunity to try to figure out what happened and, you know, figure out a theory like everyone else is trying to do. But, you know, this isn't the time for that. And I'm not interested in trying to find that right now because we have the biggest game of our season ahead.
You made Mark Brunell cry, you know. Do you know that? Are you finding out who your friends are here, Tom? A number of NFL guys, former players now and former players, have kind of turned on you. They've disappointed in you, as Brunell said and others have said.
Well, you know, everybody isn't, like I said, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And, you know, I think it's been, everyone will say, God, it's been a tough week for you. And it's been a great week for me. You know, it's been a great week for me to really be able to, you know, recalibrate the things that are important in my life and understand the people that support me and love me and care about me. And I think that's been the best thing to come out of this week. So it's like I said, it's all part of the business, and you deal with ups and downs, the good and the bad. And, you know, I'm excited to play in the Super Bowl for the sixth time. It's a pretty amazing accomplishment for our team based on where we started. So, you know, that's where I'm at. I'm at a great place. You know, we've had a great week of practice. You know, we're going to go down and try to finish strong.
That's twice you've mentioned a great week of practice. So I can extrapolate, I suppose, there's been no sign of distraction during the practices from what you can tell about your team?
No, there hasn't. Not at all. I think, you know, our team is, like I said, we're built on being mentally tough. You know, we try to be physically tough. We try to play smart. We try to play physical. We try to play, you know, great situationally. So that's what got us to this point. You know, we still have a lot of preparation left. This is a pretty tough team to prepare for because it's tough to simulate all the things that they do and the caliber of player that they have. So it's a, you know, it's a great challenge. I mean, before the season started, I mean, we knew that Seattle was obviously one of the best teams, and, you know, we get an opportunity to play them. So it's going to be pretty sweet.
So, Tom, you're flying out today. You're going to beat the Blizzard out of Boston. To what extent has the game plan been installed percentage-wise? Do you already know, by and large, how you are going to attack Seattle's defense?
Yeah, we do. We have a pretty good idea. You know, there's always tweaks going forward. You know, we'll be prepared right up until game time. So you're always trying to figure out, you know, things that will work best against them. They've you know, they're number one in defense in a lot of categories. So they're tough to move the ball against. They're tough to score points on. So, you know, that's going to be our challenge. You know, they were in the Super Bowl last year against the highest scoring offense in the league and, you know, held them to, whatever, 8 points. So we know they'll be ready to play. They're very well coached. They're good in all phases. So it's a big challenge. We've played a lot of good defenses this year, but, you know, Seahawks defense is right at the top of the list.
If there is a soft spot in Pete's defense, I'm sure you won't tell me what it is, but will you say there is an area that you think you might be able to poke and prod and exploit?
Well, yeah, and that's part of our game plan. So we're always going to try to find ways to figure out, you know, what our plan of attack is going to be. You know, they obviously have a lot of strengths. You know, they do a lot of things well, and we're going to have to win a lot of one-on-one matchups. I think that's what it comes down to. They've got some great football players in the secondary. They got a really good rush. You know, they've really built the team around the pass rush, and they've invested a lot in their pass rush. So they got good pass rush. They got good cover guys. You know, they got a really tough scheme to go against. So, but they don't really make anything easy for you. And I think we're going to have to go out there and whatever we call, we're going to have to go earn it in order to make yards.
Hey, Tom, a popular theory on Thursday was that Belichick was throwing you under the bus. He was saying, talk to Tom. And you had to do the press conference. You had to face 60 questions from all kinds of media people. That all changed Saturday when Belichick showed up and did the most incredible press conference I've ever seen him do. Did you get a chance to watch it, listen to it, and were you surprised at that Belichick? It was a public side of the man we've never seen before.
Well, I mean, I'd say that, you know, I've never once felt that we're not on the same page. So, you know, he's a great coach. He's the only coach I've ever played for. He's the only coach I ever want to play for. And he's, you know, I think there's a lot of, you know, people over the years that have criticized him. But I'll tell you, there's not one player who's ever played for him that's not had, you know, an unbelievable amount of respect for him. And, you know, how he prepares and his diligence and his preparation. So, you know, we always see things eye to eye. We both want to win. That's what it's always about for us, and I think that's why we get along so well. So there's nothing that surprises me with him. You know, when he puts his mind to something, you know, there's nobody better at figuring it out.
So his reference to my cousin Vinny, Mona Lisa Vito reference, didn't surprise you or make you laugh?
You know, I didn't see it in person. You know, I heard about it, you know, later that day. So, I missed that. I wasn't seeing that live at that point. So that was, you know, he does have a great sense of humor, and he pulled it out at that point.
I know you were just talking about it a second ago, but I was thinking about it early in the week looking at the Super Bowl. Is this the best defense you think you've ever faced in a game? I know you faced some great ones, Baltimore, over the years, but is this the best defense you think you've ever faced?
Well, they're right at the top. I mean, it's hard to compare year to year, and, you know, every team has different strengths and weaknesses. I played against a lot of great defenses and a lot of great players. But this is a very unique defense, and we realized that when we played them a couple of years ago, too. So it's a good scheme, and I think they have a lot of really good players that win their one-on-ones. So you can't relax for 1 second against them because they have a lot of playmakers. They got guys that intercept. They got guys that sack quarterback. They big time strip and punch fumble guys. So they've got a lot of ball hawks out there, and they've had, along with us, they've had the best, I think it's the best turnover ratio in the last 3 years. You know, we're 1-2 in that category. So doing a great job of taking care of the football, playing good situational football is what leads to winning football. And, you know, they've done a great job of that. You know, we've done a good job of that. So it's, you know, that's why we're both playing this game.
It's certainly the best secondary, I'd say, you've ever faced, or the best safety, safeties. Tom, what is the pressure bring here? You guys are playing under more pressure, you included, than you've ever played under. Do you like that? Do you look around the room and think, we got guys here who not only can handle it, but will flourish under that kind of pressure? Do you think the pressure brings out the best in you?
Well, I've been dealing with it for a long time. So, you know, when I was 18 years old and went to Michigan, you know, I started dealing with pressure and playing in front of 110,000 people. So, you know, everything that's happened over the course of those 20 years has, you know, strengthened my resolve, strengthened my determination. And whenever challenging things come up, it only reinforces my belief system. It only reinforces those things that I care about. So a lot of times I think adversity makes me really understand what I'm all about. And, you know, there's never been a game that I'm more excited to play for than this one.
All right, Tom, quarterback question of the week brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit newenglandcadillac.com for your exceptional offers. Now, you should have been in here this morning, Tom. Jerry threw a hissy fit when he found out that this afternoon's flight to Phoenix has him sitting in a middle seat. He said, I am not going to the Super Bowl if I have to sit in a middle seat. Would Tom Brady sit in a middle seat on his way to a game if you weren't, of course, flying private?
No way. Not a chance.
I'm 6'5", so it's pretty tough to fit in those seats anyway. So that would be a pretty tough one. I was always an exit row guy, and now you know, we're flying a pretty plush plane out there and the team, so I get one of those nice recliner seats, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Hey, can I assume that growing up where you grew up, you had you never shoveled snow as a kid growing up, right?
No, I never. Well, we've been to the snow up in Lake Tahoe. We go up there as a family once a year, so I dealt with it a little bit. My mom's from Minnesota, so we visit my grandparents usually during Christmas time too. So I did shovel a driveway in Minnesota once, but I didn't.
Once.
That's a lot of snow.
All right, Tom. Good luck out in Arizona. We will talk to you down the road. Have a safe flight. We'll talk to you later this week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have fun.